Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
This is your road. From the other end, a young boy called myself and my elder sister. And he said we should run from one end to the other. I'm talking of, that should be 87, 86. So some of you are still very, you are trying to take my age. We ran. He told us, he said, just run from one end. Around that time, they don't have those railings and whatever there. I'm talking of that 86 or 87. And we did it. But one woman saw us. And she now called my mom that day. You know, but Pastor, this morning I was just thinking about it. That guy must be somebody from the devil that asked us to. And I just thank God that God spared my life. Do you understand that? And I think, like you said, this is my year of rest anyway. I've been fighting battles. If I ran that 86, 87, I crossed that place. You should know that there are real life issues. But I rejoice with you. Because some of you cross things like that and you are still alive. It has been said, this is our year of rest. So do like this. Do you get it? God bless you. You can have your seat. Wow. Dr. Benga Shafe, thank you so much. Please, let's celebrate our pastor. And his beautiful wife. Two of them, I don't know how God just did it. Two of them, they've been friends for ages. Even before you are just meeting them for over 25 years now. We've been together and the two of them are just man and woman made from heaven. That Pastor Umi is not gentle. I hope no Pastor Umi is not gentle. You know, I was looking at that yesterday. I said, you have not changed at all. I said, Pastor Sim, you have not changed too. You know, in those days on campus, she was so bold. And when other people say, Pastor, Pastor, just Pastor, she'll just give you high five and just run. And, you know, and I thank God for their life, especially for the testimony of their marriage. I'm telling you, I envy you and I celebrate that. Man, from campus and, you know, a lot of people made mistakes, but we thank God for their life and I celebrate them greatly. Yesterday, I checked Pastor Chaffee and I said, wow, a lot of things that God sent you to give to me, I see them, you know, I was just thinking yesterday. I said, wow. I wrote them down. I used to read your prophecies like books. I'm telling you, sir. In fact, my wife, we have jot. I said, this is what Pastor Chaffee said. We will read. By the time it is confirmed with Mark, there is none of them that I doubt. I thought about, you know, the seed you said you saw. Around 11, around 12 yesterday, I was praying before you came around. I said, wow. I said, no, I must not forget my prophet. So the only thing on me, I said, let me send the seed. And for the fact that you brought me to Lagos for the first time to come and preach, I will never forget that. I will never forget that. That's a mighty honor. I don't know what to say where Pastor Rafael is preaching, but I will try my best. Please manage me. I'm from a village. Okay, sorry. I'm from a city. But the joy I had this morning was that when he told me I'll be coming to Lagos to speak, I had spirit. Space, spirit, space. So when I checked the flyer, I just saw the spirit of excellence. I said, Pastor, from the day one you told me, this was the same thing I heard. So I know the Holy Spirit is here this morning. So I'm confident that I'm not here on my own. And before I go ahead, I have a lot of friends here. Pastor Adishino and his wife. Wow. That man left us in that city and came to Lagos. God will forgive you. Like Pastor Shafetu and Pastor Desmond. The Adishinos. Yeah. Miss Adiola Adishino. Is he in church? The husband, God bless you, sir. And you and your wife, thank you so much. God bless you. I have a lot of friends here. Thank you so much. God bless you for doing a great work with our pastor. Can we just rise to our feet this morning? Let us rise to our feet this morning. We are taking the reading from Genesis 41. Genesis 41. Hallelujah. Genesis 41. I think I have the Daramolas. I think I'm right. The barista and the husband. Wow. God bless you. Wow. Wow. That's great. I didn't look at that side. Wow. That's the husband. That man with a very beautiful smile. I used to like the way you greet me now, Kungwa, in those days. Very cool. I didn't forget. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's read Genesis 41. There's something we are checking this morning. Genesis 41 from Genesis 41. Are we there? From 37 to 41. Can we read together? Genesis 41, 37 to 41. Genesis 37. Then for emphasis sake, please, you can just write 41. I think somebody is saying that in the spirit. There is something about that for you. 41 on a day like this is going to work a miracle for you. I mean, it's a scripture you will take to office all through this week. Can we read together? Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find as this in war? 39. Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has shielded thee all these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. 40. Be over my house, and according only in the throne will I be greater than thou. 41. Let's read together. Wow. Like Jesus said, when he was asked to read the Bible like this, he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Come on, lift your hands. Say, Lord, today, this scripture is fulfilled in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have your seat. Everything written in the Bible is to be fulfilled. In fact, we are yet to touch the depths of the Word of God. There is a way you read and you drink it. You wear it and say, this is me. And one of these passages of the Bible that I love so much, I don't even know that I'll be using it today, is that part. Especially the verse 39. That says, can we find a man like this? Is that 37? Okay, please give me 38. Okay, thank you. Can we read together? Oh, are you still pointing at Joseph? What about you? You are still looking at Joseph. You are the Joseph. Look at Joseph. Can. A man or a woman in whom the Spirit of God is. The Spirit of God, that will be the second time it will be used in the Bible. That particular, and it was an unbeliever that said it. An unbeliever said, can we find a man in whom is the Spirit of God? The first time the word occurred in the Bible, that Spirit of God, the first time it occurred in the Bible was in Genesis 1-2. Let's go there. Genesis 1-2. So it was both God and Pharaoh that used the word at the same time in Genesis. God is God. Pharaoh, somebody else. Do you understand? Do you get it? Somebody who is not of that of the tribe at all. But he saw something for the very first time. What was not written anywhere in any book. There was no reference to what Joseph did. They check everything in their university, in their archive. There was none that could say. So when Joseph was talking, the man was looking at God. When Joseph was talking, the man saw the way sun was created. He saw this. The very power that created heaven and earth was what Joseph used. And to my biggest surprise, Pastor, that word was used for economic reason. So when we are talking about Holy Spirit, spirituality, we are spirit-filled, for the very first time, it was an economic matter. Please, economics is not an easy thing. A lot of people are victims, no matter how solid you are. People decide your destiny. I thank God for that testimony. That some people, somebody is about to be removed. The Spirit of God intervened. And the Spirit of God in that person fasted and prayed that this woman should be retained. That is how powerful economic matter is. Some people can die just because they want to remove you. People can go to herbalists. They can use up most of the he said the wealth of the wicked. Look at, wealth is related to wickedness. Said the wealth. So it's not everybody you see doing fine that probably got it through righteousness. Said the wealth of the wicked. So when you see wealth, wickedness is a twin brother. So when we are talking about the Spirit of God, when we're talking about fasting, in our church, I taught people how to do constructive fasting. I've not seen it in any book, Pastor. Constructive fasting. There are things that just feel like it just come. Either I see it's a Pastor, what's the name of constructive fasting? It's the kind of fasting you do as a professional. They say there is lunch. You are there with them. Everybody are eating rice. Just give me water. Because we want to be their head. There are things they are doing. You are not just doing it. And I told them, if you get to a level, look for a bottle of Coke. Just make sure you are not eating at that period. You are creating a space, an atmosphere. They are eating together. You decide not to eat. That was the power of Daniel. You decide not to eat. They were talking. You decide not to join them. They call office politics. You decide not to join them. Because if they promote, they will not say, but we used to discuss together. That lady is not. You must not talk too much. Sir, I don't have many friends. I don't even know how to make friends. Let me teach you something today about spirituality. It requires space. Space given to you. That nobody will be able to contend what God destined for you. Can we find a man like this? The man saw the way sea was created. Joseph was describing it. Sir, let us do it this way. For 7 years, there will be food. He jumped to another 14 years at a stretch. One man saw it. 14 years at a stretch. Can you imagine your 50th birthday, how it will look like? I'm happy the children are here. Can you just imagine how things will look like in the next 20 years? Can you just imagine? If I was told I'll be preaching here that day, probably I wouldn't have crossed that. You understand that? I know this building very well. I know most of the major buildings around there very well. Because in those days when you're young, when you're just going, you'll be checking these. Some of those things that now look so tall that they now look so small now. I don't know if you understand me. I saw one, I said, ha, there's one at that junction. I said, wow, I used to see this thing as that. They're very tall. I was the one that was small that time, but probably I've grown up. 14 years at a stretch. Do you know the history of the company you are working with? It is not an error for you to say, maybe one day I'm going to buy this place. If you have that kind of vision and they call fasting in church, you know the reason why you have to fast. And let me just tell you this. I wish to say this. If you want to grow anything, please just check the way Dr. Gbenga Shafe started this ministry. I have a guy in our church. If I'm fasting, he will fast. He's not a worker. Very stubborn. But he doesn't like church. I was saying something, say, Pastor, Tin Le Soye. But because of his business, Pastor, he was so close to me, like cats beside the owner. He would be, if I'm fasting, say, Pastor, why are you fasting? And I said, my Pastor, I'm fasting. I said, 21. He said, I will do 21. Not, it's not a pastor. If there's anything I'm doing in church, it was later he told, he said, God told him that man that is just starting a ministry. If you want to start anything, go and learn from him. He said, everything I did in church, he said, he just did carbon copy. The pastor, he like you, Alan, see? So he will just be studying me like this. Where I put A, he will put B because he's a businessman. When I'm praying in the afternoon, he will leave his office and come around. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to pray with you. I said, but boy, if you may learn now. Do you understand that? He built the first fintech company in Akure City. Now, in about a month, he was paying close to 30 people salary in that city. Do you understand? That when we talk about spirituality, in fact, please get this for the first time. The first thing you must do with spirituality is to get yourself economic space. So this morning I'll be speaking on economic space in the spirit. It is not the certificate. It is your dominion in that office that counts. That in the middle of the night, you can decide what will happen. In the middle of the night, not that you fly like witch or wizard. Oh, I'm going to show you something this morning. There is a way you can come out of a situation and see ahead of others. And God, you know, we don't understand something in Africa. We are not building our own economy. I'm sorry, if we are running away, there's no problem about that. But we have a serious issue. And what's the issue? We are not building. By our nature, we are not building. We like consuming. I'm begging you in the name of Jesus. We need every anointing now in this country to build our economy. And people are thinking, who am I to build an economy? Please go and read Genesis 41:39. It takes the spirit of God to own a restaurant. If you know the battle in that line, this guy was talking about, you know, he came to me one day, he said, Pastor, I don't want to do this business again. They said, it is the people in the occultic world that used to do this kind of business. I said, are you born again? He said, yes. Are you spirit-filled? He said, no. And I laid my hands on him and started speaking in tongues. And he stayed in that line. Because for everything God wants you to do, there is an enemy that will threaten you. I'm telling you, either you are a banker or in fact, for us as pastor, I know my enemy. My enemy is not the fellow pastor. You know, when I see pastors competing, I just say, this is ignorance of the highest order, compound ignorance. You know, I discovered my enemy. My enemy is in town at the herbalist. If you know what those guys are doing, even in this Lagos, Pastor, you have carried all their customers now. You that you're a prophet. The thing you are doing, that's what they do. That's, they can never like pastors. They are the ones that God referred to as principalities and powers, not another pastor. So for you, in this line, in the things you want to do, there are people that will say, you won't be able to get what... And look at you. You like to travel. You like to go on vacation. But some people don't want... They don't allow it to happen. But you like it. Please take care of what you like, because it will eat you for life if you don't get it. It's like cancer. If you like good car, write it now. You are buying it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? You like that position. You know what it takes to be the head, the HOD. It's not true. It's not about two heads. Do you understand that? So all those things, because until you have that economic power, there are many things you won't be able to do. That's why he said, you shall receive power. Dr. Sorio, that power is not for preaching alone. If you look at that context, they were asking, he said, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, I can never give the kingdom to anybody. The way God ordained it, he cannot give the kingdom to anybody to be over all of us. I'm telling you, even if he's a pastor, the pastor will mislead us. You are the only one that is listening to God's voice. God cannot do that. Will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Which Israel? They were thinking some people should be selected to be their leader. You know, that time they were under the Roman. So they were thinking, just give it to fellow Jews. Give it to fellow, so let's select them. God is not democratic. He gives all of us different kinds of power. Different kind. He said, no. Look at it. They were talking about kingdom. The next thing he said was power. Because it is power that makes the kingdom. But said, this kingdom, this power, I'm going to divide it for all of you. All of you will have it. That was the power he was talking about in Deuteronomy. That, remember the Lord thy God that gave you the power. It's the same power. It's the same power. Some people use their own for preaching. Some people use their own for baking. In Lagos, people eat bread a lot. How many can you handle? It takes power to be a baker now in this Lagos. Go and try it. In fact, if you are not spirit-filled and you are not okay, you just wake up in the middle of the night, you just see yourself floating on the... Some people just reported you. But why not in Peretti, Abby? Let's deal with it. And let me tell you, it is this kind of fear that is making Christians to stay on small things. We are all afraid. I think we should raise Christians that can be so powerful and see a naked Miss Potiphar and say, no, I'm not having sex with you. People want to stay within the body of Christ. They don't want to stay in the corporate setting. But they want the corporate setting. I'm more like you allow. More like you. Ah, no. No, no, no. It takes the Spirit of God to stand before the devil, the demon in Pharaoh, and begin to tell him this. You know what he now said? He said, sir, that guy was so smart. He said, sir, he said, look for the smartest person in town. That's principle of negotiation. The smartest person in town. Sir, who was the smartest person in that room? That... But he said, sir, look for the smartest person and put him. Let me tell you, if they ask you, can you, I used to ask people, say, are you a singer? I said, can you sing like Nathan Embassy? I said, I'm not. Ah, I said, no. What about Dusan Yekon? I'm trying. But the person can actually sing. It is not humility when you know how to do something. No. So if they ask you, can you kick Goliath? You say, yes. Don't say yes once. Say yes three times for the person to know that this guy means business. Are you good for this job? Say yes. Yeah. You have prepared. You've been in prison. There must be a day you appear in the palace. Yeah. And that's where we are going this morning. That when we talk about the spirit of excellence, you must be careful of the spirit of offense. Rejection. I like the way Pastor mentioned it. When you mention rejection, I shout and say, yeah. Rejection is not permitted at that table. Also, I received that word, sir. I've never had it like that before. Do you get it? That rejection. You must know certain things. So, there are things that out of your belly shall flow rivers. Because this Spirit of God, what is called accounting, you don't know how it will look like in the next 20 years. ICT, you don't know how it will look like. We don't used to talk about it. We like to consume it. That creative power is inside of us. The very spirit that created heaven and earth was what Joseph used before Pharaoh. Because you are talking to a demon, he knows a lot. And I like the way it happened there. The Bible said that the man's spirit was troubled in the middle of the night. There are spirits. Said the spirit. So at times when the spirit of your boss is disturbed by 2 a.m., 1 a.m., and a guy just came to office and he just misbehaved. And that's why when he's sleeping, you'll be praying. There are some things you will do this week. The headquarters will hear. Something just happened. They just need to shake the table. They just need to make some adjustment. You have to dictate what you want. You don't wait for it. In the corporate setting, the politics there is bigger than the one of PDP and APC. We are talking of money. We are talking of somebody bringing in his cousin to replace you. They told the person from village there must be a space in that place. You will not employ your younger brother. Don't come back to the village. Okay, Taloya Katia, you are now. Look at the day they wanted to kill John the Baptist. They asked the Baba said that. Ask me of anything. He said, I will do it. The man boasted. You know what the daughter did? He said, what will I ask? Well, you know what she did? She went to not her mother, the enemy of John the Baptist, for advice. I said, Mommy, Daddy said, I should ask for anything. Ask for the head of John. Because when you check the history, it was the issue of John and that woman that led John to prison. So I pray for you that somebody will not ask your enemy. Do you understand? There are some people that will come your way and somebody will ask the wrong person, should we promote this woman? That one. She didn't greet me yesterday. Last December, she didn't give me anything for Christmas. Don't. That is corporate decisions. That when they are deciding, you are not there, you are just taking salary. So this spirit of God, you need to carry it and celebrate it. That by the time you are serving God, you are making money at the same time. That they look at you and say, wow, this woman is a woman of God, but your salary is double. They still increase everything. They still give you favor. They still give you recommendation. And they still link you to your God. Not that they just link you to God alone. And that is no benefit. Oh, she's a child of God. I used to tell people, don't call me to come and pray in meetings. You know, Christians, please be careful. When they begin to call you for prayer meeting in your office, I should come and lead prayer. Amen? Do the prayer at home. Anybody can pray. Say, what are the things you want to do? When they want to call people to decide, let me be there. Somebody said, Pastor, come and pray for me one day. He said, I want to do politics, that I should be the head of the political, he said, no, the prayer team of his political. I said, me. I said, I don't pray. I said, I'm a teacher. The wisdom you need in office, come to our church when I'm teaching, right? I've been there before. That we pray for politicians. The man entered. When they won't remember pastor for anything after that. The only thing they know us for is prayer. But God is saying it today. There is a spirit of excellence for answer. Joseph said, I will give you the answer of peace. That man was troubled. They don't know what to do this year. The economy is troubled. All the CEO are just guessing. They don't know. They are just guessing. Because they are delayed, they don't know. You'll be thinking your boss is brilliant. It's not brilliant. Everywhere is tough. They don't know what to do. But you wake up one morning. And with the spirit of prophecy in this house, I see corporate prophecies now. And I say, sir, it's going to be like this. And it's going to be that way. And please, if I were you, when I was coming this morning, I prayed. I said, Pastor, I said, God, I want to key to the prophetic flow of Pastor Shafet. That anything I'm doing here today, I don't want to boast. I'm just under his influence. Because the gift is there. And God gave it to him to divide it into various sectors for you. That you don't need to say you want to be exactly, if you are not going to be a pastor. That same flow, you use it for answer. So what I'm saying today, be careful of offense. Out of your belly shall flow. Nothing should block that flow. Because when you look at the life of Joseph, when he got to the place, the king said, we have heard. They are watching you. If I go and check it very well, it is the very thing that God wants to use to lift you. That is what people despise. It's an economic battle. The very thing you like, people don't like it. The kind of song you like to sing, people say they don't like it. The kind of food you like to cook in Lagos, they say Lagosians don't eat it. No! This morning, said, God is setting you over. That's what we read in that 41. Say, I'm setting you over. So God is raising people now outside the church. They don't have any option. They just have to set you over because they've seen a higher power over their own. I mean, they see God in your life. They see God in your life. I told Pastor, where we use in Akure, the landlord just came one day. He said, Pastor, he said, your children church, you are spending much on that place. It's a new building. He said, Pastor, why can't you use it for school? School? On Monday. By Thursday, he came back again. He said, used to call me Alufa. He said, Alufa, he's an old man, 82 or 83 years old. He said, Alufa, what I told you, don't forget about it too. And today, we are using that building now for the first science secondary school in Ondo State. The children came to me and said, Pastor, what is between you and our father? He didn't share this idea with us. Somebody owns a building. And he gave you the idea of what to use the building for. There are people like Jethro. They don't look so powerful. But they are in the pharmaceutical industry. They are in the banking sector. They just look at you and say, why can't you take this course? Please, in this year of our arrest, take every advice. Write it down. Just take notes. Then discuss with Pastor. Because people are just watching you. They are the one that will tell you what to do. So when you look at that place, the very thing, look at Joseph. That spirit of God we are talking about is the very power of God. Oh my God. The very power of creation. It won't just be for everybody. Joseph, Pharaoh said, we have heard. And Joseph said, what do you want me to do? I will do it, sir. You know what that man passed through? I used to think, what of if Joseph just said, to interpret dreams? So I don't have that gift again. Offense. The boss, somebody abused you. This morning, you have to learn how to separate the abuse away from your spirit. We are carrying a lot of things now that are not part of God's agenda for us. The insult, the childhood experience. Somebody said you are short. Till now, you are still feeling that thing. That even you are driving a brand new car, but anytime somebody is taller than you, you feel low. There must be deliverance this morning. You have that feeling. It's there. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to see God though. In the city where I live, I don't want to do guesswork. Oh God. I don't want to do guesswork. I want to see God. His original plan. It takes purity of heart. Not about, maybe you are, not that I'm, yes,
Don't fornicate, don't commit adultery. But there's another level of purity. It's purity about forgetting the past. Write it down. Forgetting the past. Because it takes the pipe of your heart for God to pass information to you. We have not seen anything in Lagos. Even if you are going to London or UK or Canada, there are plans of God for you there. That as you are here, you are a banker, you are an accountant. Go and Google the country you are going to. Where are the biggest firm that could employ you there? Don't just say, when I get there, I will do whatever I like. You can't spend millions of naira to get to a place. No. That's not a good business. I used to tell people that if you give me 20 million naira, the governor of my state will, the 20 million naira, 10 million naira, the things I will do. Thank God I have a sister here. Miss Adeshin, one day she said, she didn't know that. Please, if you see her, please tell her. One day she said, she saw me somewhere sitting down. And she now said, she told her younger sister, you see that man sitting down there? That man is a dangerous man. He will just be quiet. There are some things he did in Akumba, in that is very quiet nature. The way I'm looking at him, it's like he's calculating how to take Akure. So she told me, I said, did you say that? She said, yes. So I told my sister. I kept that word because I see that this is a very big prophecy. And I was just sitting on my own. I did not know what I was even thinking. But for the fact that she said it, I started thinking. That your heart must be that pure to really see God's plan. What you are saying is what another person is doing. Pastor call it copycat and so on. I'm telling you, the reason you are competing is because somebody just got another degree yesterday. Get the degree, not because somebody got it. But you are getting the degree. That's why some people, they don't have it, they don't know what to do with it. You are doing things by purpose, based on what you see. Say, blessed are the pure in heart. So as at the time Pharaoh appeared before, Joseph appeared before Pharaoh, he saw God. Blessed are the pure in heart. That there are people now that they will offend you, they will do so many things. What I want to share with you really this morning is what I call left to right economic space. Abraham told Lot, he said, we cannot fight. Please see this. Don't fight with anybody. I think I have that message for somebody. Don't fight. Since December, when Pastor told me, this is what came to my mind. That forget about the past. Forget about the pain. Forget the discouragement, the shame, the embarrassment. Let me tell you the story of my life. I faced a lot of shame and embarrassment in life. In fact, I lost friends. But I made up my mind. I will just stay where God puts me. But one day it is written, I will rise. And we do what? Complete it. No, Ara, I'm quoting. I will rise. And do what? And shine. Who is rising? Somebody is on the ground. They didn't pay you well. They left you on the floor. You will rise. What they promise you, they didn't pay you, you will rise. Please. Somebody is owing you and you are angry. You can be poor for life if care is not taken. Anger. Oh my God. Sir, when it is economic matter, there are some demons responsible. They just want you to be angry. They just want you to make some decisions. They just want you to do some things. Be careful of your economic space. Be careful of the battle there. Abraham said, Lot, we are brethren, we should not fight. Take note. Don't fight anybody. Don't fight anybody. People will insult you. In my little experience as a pastor, the moment I have any challenge in church from people, I will just stay back. My own is that if you want to take this pastor's suit now, if I'm the one wearing it, I say, want my suit? I will give you the suit. I will just move away. Go and check Joseph very well. And that was what he did. The cloth of many colors that they gave him, what they do? Another one in Potiphar's house. The woman did what? Joseph is a kind of person. He developed expertise in letting go. Oh, this position. After you have fasted, done everything, just leave it. Say all things work together. Not for everybody. Not for everybody. Not for everybody. All things work together for good. Who can complete it? You must love. The moment you love God, you're okay. Secure your relationship with God over any matter. On this life, in this life, secure your relationship with God. You may wear the same clothes for 1 week. Just stay with God. The woman collect, he left it. The things that could implicate him. It was just after one thing. So, Abraham said, he said, Lot, if you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will take the left. Who can say that? Oh my God. Oh my God. Say, Lot, you are younger. Take any way you want. Hey, sharp Lagos boy. He look at the well-watered place. He didn't know Sodom and Gomorrah will be destroyed one day. In fact, I believe as at the time he picked the place, Abraham was looking at. Abraham said, this guy don't finish me. But that was what I said, you know, agbalagba. Baba did like this. God said, Abraham, lift up your eyes. He said, check to the north, the south, the west. You know what God did? Everywhere Lot captured. Do you get it? God set Abraham over that. And when the country was about to be destroyed, who was the intercessor? That is your economic space. That space is your spirituality. Nobody must come to your altar. Don't carry office politics to your altar. Don't carry to the place where you are praying. You must have this corporate altar. Your tithe is your corporate altar. By the time you tithe, even don't pray. He said, I will rebuke. What? The devourer. So when you look at the word devourer and economics, they are there. They just want to say, I will rebuke. I'm the one that will speak, not you. That's your altar. He said, choose anywhere. Choose anywhere. If you move to the left, I'll move to the right. Abraham was protecting his most important asset, his heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let me now end this. When Jesus was to be crucified, he said, Father, Father, forgive them. Say, Father. Say, Father, forgive them. Before Joseph appeared before Pharaoh, oh my God, he settled everything. Potiphar's wife, he didn't mention. Please, they took your job away. I wish you can see what's going to happen in 2025. He said, Father, forgive them. He said, they don't know what they are doing. You know the next thing he did? He now said, Father, unto your hand, I commit what? Rise to your feet. He said, Father, unto your hand. The spirit of excellence must not be blocked in a pit. The spirit of excellence must not remain in the last pain. They sacked you. You are still thinking about it. Your spirit is down. Sir, please come. 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 I want you to lie down. Just lie down. You can face. No, turn upward. Turn upward. No, just face the. Face the sky. No, lie down. Still lie down. Okay, lie face up. Face up. God bless you. Please, have you seen some films where you are not dead in Jesus' name? I don't even know if they do it nowadays. Probably technology have taken over. So that somebody will die. And they will just show another, the spirit rising. Do you know that? Please, that is how you should treat every situation. To make wealth, to get that power where you can see God, to really dominate your feet, because there is no how they will fight you. Pastor, I said, somebody wanted to start church in Akure one day, and he said for 2 months, he said he sent spy to our church. I said, for what? Check out what's going on. He told somebody, he said, I know Pastor Simi now. For 2 months, we sent spy to the church. I said, oh my God. Lord, I shall know. I will tell my cocoa. Do you understand that? He said, why thank God? Do you understand that? He said, it's necessary. But let me tell you, when it is economic matter, what affected Joseph was because of what he said. Let me tell you, people can read your stars. It's easy. With your new blazers, they know how much you bought it. Want a car? Eh? Your degrees, they know the reason you have the degrees. In fact, your boss that doesn't have that. Oh my eat it. Eh? To my bachelor, me lo ti de you. No matter how you hide it. So that's why one thing you must hide now is your spirit. The very spirit of God. The same thing that raised Jesus from the dead. And that is why. What Satan wants is just to corrupt that spirit. Once he corrupts your spirit, economic battle will be against you. Anytime, any day. So the spirit will just move. In every situation, don't stay in the last experience. Oh, somebody slapped you. Somebody took away your money. Somebody refused to pay. I'm not going to pay the money. Leave the person. This money, I'm not going to pay. Whatever you want to do, go and do it. You know, somebody can be owing you and be... Do you understand that? Not that we will not collect your money, but be careful of your spirit. So that when you meet your Pharaoh, you will not say, the last person I did the business with took away the money. Oh God, you don't understand. I say, when it's economic matter, there are traps. Traps of the mind. I deal with the mind a lot. Your mind must be pure. For you to be creative, it must be from a very pure heart. You see God directly like this. So, your spirit must, you must see yourself. I mean, do it practically. That you are here. This is the office. And just see yourself moving out. But you are still there. This is the argument. This is somebody doing the same business you are doing. This is somebody competing with you, fighting you, doing all kinds of things. Greet the person the following day. You have economic power over that person. Mark my word. For somebody to realize that you're supposed to fight and you refuse to fight, you're already a danger to them. Please rise up, my brother. Do you understand that? So you know this. So Jesus said, Father, look at what he did. This is the real salvation. He said, Father, forgive them. When he said that, that was our salvation. That all the miracles that Jesus did, none is as important as that statement. Father, he has tried. They beat him. Look at those guys. They were now mocking him. When he was about to get his breakthrough, the reason he came to hurt some arranged mockers. You just see some people for a particular week, they are just on you on social media. Oh, it is the week of your breakthrough. People refuse to endorse what you post. Oh, I will not post again. Oh, they don't like me. Oh, they did not even greet me well. Go to Calvary. Carry the grace of Jesus. He said, Father. Say, Father, forgive them. Do you understand that? He now said, unto your hand I commit my what? Same spirit. That same spirit of God. He said, unto your hand I commit my spirit. So when Jesus went to the grave, see what happened. He said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You know what Jesus did? He didn't go to the grave with that spirit. He kept the spirit with the Father. Keep the spirit with him. Speak in tongues over every matter. Every matter. Every matter. Every matter. During lunch, put your head on your desk. Rabashakata yanda gada gada. By the time you are up, it's over. Because by the time you are doing that, the door you did not plan for will be opened. Do you understand that? Just take clear that you are not fighting physically with anybody. It's a spiritual matter. Say, if the spirit that raised us from the dead. But Jesus said, Father, I'm not going. This spirit, let me keep it. I can't do it. So you keep your spirit with him. For you to be creative. For you to do things that will daze the world. I used to do things for people. There is a way I can create business name for people. Some people offended me. I said, I'm not going to be doing this again. Until God said, look at you. What you are doing is a gift. Because if I give you business name, sir, I can ask, go and check the portal or data of a corporate affairs. You won't see that name there. I have given it to people. They are using it. I'm not talking of gem name. What class? People say, church experience. They say, is your headquarters in Lagos? I say, shut up. Which Lagos? They say, where is your headquarters? Is your GO in Lagos? I say, I'm the GO. I say, why? I say, this name, look to teach for our curiosity. I didn't know it was a gift. Today, I give people name. You want to start a bank? I used to do it until God said, okay. I didn't realize this is a gift. But because of offense, you may likely drop such things. And out of some people, as from now, I'll be collecting money from you so people can value it. You are that creative. It's so small. It's nothing. Joseph was nobody. The butler did not just say, but boy, help us to interpret dreams. What's the big deal? That was how he abandoned the guy. It was not a big deal. It was nothing. This is nothing. But because you are a child of God, and all things work together for good, for them that love him and accord. According to what? To be a pilot is a purpose. To be a school teacher is a purpose. So that's your little purpose. Don't minimize it. So this morning, for a few minutes, we're going to pray. For a few minutes. And the prayer is a prayer of prophecy. From Ezekiel 37. God said, son of man, can this bone live? What a question. But don't answer like that man. Can this certificate work again? Can you still rise to the top? Can you still create? Say, God, I don't know. God bless my sister. Jesus got to Peter. Say, Peter, launch into the deep. Peter said, sir, we walked all night. You know the funny thing? He didn't know the person I was talking. The people that arranged, created the fish in Genesis. One of them visited Peter. And Peter was telling Jesus. And God was saying, no. When we created the sea, we created it not to be empty. There must be fish. The woman said, by the way, said Jesus. He said, no, she didn't say Jesus. He said, well, just said, if you knew the gift, not other, and he that asked you. So there is a gift, that is the he. Yes. You must know the gift of God. And the gift of God is the miraculous. Woo. So want to create some miracles this morning. He said, son of man. He said, prophesy. I saw it this morning. To prophesy means to produce according to purpose. Bones cannot be dry. Niwaju alone. So when God is asking you, can this bone live? You cannot stand before God and tell God that bone cannot do anything. You cannot tell God and say, God, I have cancer. No, you can tell your doctor that. Not doctor, not God. Huh, Lagos is too big. How will I make it? I just joined this organization. When will it get to my turn? Oh, he's asking you that same question. Can this bone live? And he now said, prophesy. To prophesy, I was looking at that place this morning. I said, the sinews, everything began to come together. Crack, 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 bones. I realized that the sound was the same sound in Genesis 1 when God created bone. Everything came together. So there is no dry economy in this our year of rest. Says, Son of Man, prophesy. Please, can we have the keyboard? This, I want you to begin. Look at your life. Children, look at where you are. The things you want to do. Children, the dreams in your heart. Begin to prophesy. Call those things. Call those things. Where you want to appear. Where you want to drop your CV. What you want to create. What you want to sell. Come on, go ahead and prophesy this morning. Let your spirit work. Bring out your spirit from depression. Bring out your spirit from depression. Bring out your spirit from hopelessness. Bring out your spirit from death. Oh, Pastor, I cannot create again. I have failed 10 times in Lagos. I have failed in this business, but God is saying, prophesy now, prophesy. Come on, speak, 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 speak. You must drive the car. That is why you have your hand. You must be a secretary. That is why you are intelligent. You must create. That is why you went to school. Don't allow your education to be in vain. Come on, with this dry bone, live. With this CV, walk again. With this engine, walk again. With this abandoned instrument, walk again. Oh, you have your oven at home and you abandoned the oven. Come on, prophesy over the oven now. Come on, prophesy over your sewing machine. Come on, prophesy over the books you want to write. Come on, prophesy over the seminars you want to do. Come on, call the customers now. Call them, call them. Come on, call them, call them, call them. Call the customers, prophesy. To the north, to the west, to the east. Come on, prophesy. Tell your competitors, if you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Come on, speak. Speak. Speak into the space. Speak. Speak into that sector. Come on, speak. Come on, speak. Those dreams, come on. Those dreams, you have them. Come on, speak in tongues and prophesy. My dreams will fly. My dreams is over Lagos. My dream is over Canada. My dream is set above UK. My dream is set above America. My dream is set. I am set over. I am above only. I am creative. I can make things happen. I can make things happen. I can create solutions. I can have white people as my client. I can have foreigners as my client. My CV, I command you. My CV, I command you. Walk out of my room this week. My CV, walk out. Anywhere I appear, I answer correctly. Anywhere I get to, I answer correctly. Come on, prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. Finally hear this. Finally hear this. Finally hear this. Amen. To prophesy means you are speaking like God. Do you understand that? Amen. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. There are vacant lands in Lagos. There are vacancies in Lagos. Oh, do I say Lagos? Globally. Amen. 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 What will you say when you meet your Pharaoh tomorrow? Amen. 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 Lift your hands now. Lift your hands now and prophesy this. I have the spirit of excellence. That's, look at me, look at me, look at me. He said, you shall mount up. It means your spirit must move up. You must go ahead of this situation. Amen. I like talking big. Amen.
I have been down a lot. I can't rise now and still look like my mate. Amen? 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 I want you to, do you understand this? I want you to speak like God. Pastor gave us a scripture about the noise of the ocean. The noise of the ocean must not be stronger than your voice. Amen. 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 The noise of what? Of the ocean must not be. Do you know how many people meeting per day deciding? They are meeting tomorrow either to give you that contract or not. And somebody will say, that lady, I don't like her. That is the noise of the ocean. That is a noise. Some people will hear that and they will say. So if you are standing before your Pharaoh, and your Potiphar is there, your former boss, what will you say? Amen? How many of you understand this situation? Oh God. Church, do you understand this? They call you from headquarters to appear in VI, and your branch manager will be there too. And they ask you to defend something, and your branch manager is there, and the CEO is there. There is a way. And the CEO wants you to talk because he wants results. It doesn't matter if they will start the branch manager. It is you they want to listen to. There is a way the manager can look at you. About beard, that's all right. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ah, I wish. I just. Do you understand that? This is warfare. This is warfare. Do you understand that? This is warfare. The same money you want, somebody wants it. It's the same money. This money has, no money has ever left this world. It's the same money. It's either it gets to you or to someone else. You are to defend a project. Amen. Amen. And 10 of you are qualified to defend a contract. There is a way because you want to please the other people. That is supposed to be 10, 20 million naira. We do it for 10 million naira. Amen. Amen. For 10 million naira. Just because you want them to favor you. And when they now favor you, now realize that 10 million naira cannot do the work. You now do a wrong work. And that will close the door forever. Amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. For 3 minutes. Amen. For 3 minutes. Somebody, look at me. Your creativity will be activated now. Because when you are speaking, you are not the one speaking. It is God Himself. Look at me. Look at me. Genesis 1. God Himself created heaven and earth. The next line says that the earth was in trouble. Ah! God said, I don't need to leave. And the Spirit of God moved. So for every economic obstacle, your spirit must move. You are speaking down to December. The wedding must happen this year when you make the money. You understand that? You are building for your parents this year if you make the money. You know already that your parents suffered. You have not given them anything. And I tell you, my daddy deserved 5 million naira as just cash gift this year. Those things are good. That kind of prayer from a parent. In fact, Lagos will just open for you if your parents should pray that kind of prayer for you. Amen. You now decree now and speak. And speak. Imagine where you want to stand in life. I have made my life in such a way that if I should meet the governor of my state tomorrow, I know what to tell him. Do you understand? I know what to tell him. So that same grace is on you now. That when they call you, you will not say, I don't know how to do it again. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow. Amen. What? What do they call it? Not water. Rivers. What kind of water? Living water. It means Pharaoh's river, Pharaoh's sea is dead. It's ordinary sea. It is your river that will give life according to according to Ezekiel 47. The river is flowing from the temple. So anywhere the river touches, every dead thing in that place will come to life. As somebody, this you are opening something on your street. You don't see the building before. All of a sudden, God does. Let me tell you, for creativity, for the spirit of excellence, you must see what others are not seeing. He said, what eyes have not seen. I like that place. In fact, that is one thing I bank on. He said, what eyes have not seen? What ears have not heard? What has... Children, look at me. What has never entered the heart of any guy in America? I'm telling you. He said, what has never entered the heart of what? Are you sure of that? No. Has never entered the heart of what? No. God bless you. Any, including the people in Jamaica or England. Any is any. Don't leave me to say, I'm an African and this and this. Do you understand that? People like us, we can't go now. If we go now, they will maltreat us because of the color of my skin. So I need to build my anointing very well before I go. Do you understand that? There are some people, the way they look at you, they will just go and sit down there. So you need to build yourself. Say, what has never entered the heart of any man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So lift your hands now and prophesy and speak. Amen. 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 Mount up. Mount up. Forget the pain. Forget the pain. Come on, let's have for 2 minutes. Let's have for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Prophesy. 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 I am creative. Yes, I'm standing here now. For this contract, I am standing here before my boss. I am making a presentation. This week, this year, everything I do is accepted. It's accepted. In the name of Jesus. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, dwells in your mind. Come on, out of this country. Come on, say it.